Com.
This is What's on Your Mind, live and on location today from Watford City, North Dakota. That's right. We'll be in Watford City through the program today. Of course, now coming to you on AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 The Flag, and Tioga, Watford City, and Newtown, and Williston, booming to the Bakken. Welcome to the program. Telephone number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We call the show What's on Your Mind for a reason, because we want to know what's on your mind. So when I tell you that telephone number, just consider it a 24/7 invitation to the conversation. Because no matter what I say, as the host of this program, it pales in comparison to the wisdom that comes from our audience. The genius of North Dakota, really, is the people. And we value you beyond words. And that's why we call this program What's on Your Mind. The most important word in the entire title of this program is What's on Your Mind. And here's what we're going to do today on the program. My friend Mark the Freedom Poet is going to be here in a moment, and he probably will ask you if you've circled on the calendar the date March 15th yet, because we have a wonderful event taking shape. So we'll tell you about that. We're going to talk with Mark in a second. Coming up at about 20 past the hour, we're going to match up the Fargo Public School Superintendent Jeff Schatz with the Watford City Public School Superintendent Steve Holand. And here's a very important question I have for everybody in our audience today, okay? And the question is, do the kids in Watford City deserve as nice a school as they have in Fargo? Do the kids in Tioga deserve as nice a school as they have in Fargo? We're going to tackle that. And we're going to do a little apples-to-apples comparison on the most recent high school built in Fargo. It's Davies High School. It's a beautiful school, way south Fargo, with what's planned and will be before the voters of Watford City coming up in March, and what has recently been passed in Tioga. So three superintendents, actually. We'll start with Superintendent Holand and Superintendent Schatz, and we'll be joined by the Tioga superintendent at the bottom of the hour. And we're just going to kind of just benchmark schools here a little bit. Schools are important. Schools are essential to community. If somebody's thinking about bettering their family, bettering their sense of purpose in life, and they come to Watford City or Tioga and they look at a job opportunity, and they're a parent, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to look at the job and the opportunity, and they're going to want to go look at the school, and then maybe the church, and then maybe where are we going to live. And so this stuff is really important to the grand vision. I've told the story a couple times in the last few days about the conversation with the folks at Halliburton. And Halliburton, I think, is just almost a household name in the oil and gas, right? And when the CEO of Halliburton says, you know what, we're gonna be there for a long, long time, our biggest worry is that we want our people to have their spouses there, their kids there. We want a place for them to live they can call home. We want them to have a sense of community. And so we have work to do here in the Bakken in that regard. And that's why this vote coming up in March is so important in Watford City. I think Tioga, we wear like a badge of honor that folks in Tioga supported that to the degree they did and understand how important schools are. So we're going to be chatting about that today on the program. And let me tell you about some of the folks we'll be chatting about it with. As I mentioned, the superintendents will be here. And they include Steve Holand, Watford City, is Jeff Schatz, Fargo, and Dwayne Johnston. Tioga at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, we'll start with some open phone time. And one of the issues I want to spend talking open phones today on the program, I want to talk a little bit about critics. Because we have more critics than we have anything right now. Especially, critics in east, west, north, and south about what's happening in the Bakken. And it's really easy to be a critic. Man, that's easy. But the people we need sitting around the table are doers, not talkers. So I invite all the critics to join the side of the table where you actually do something. I don't know if you read the column that Clay Jenkinson wrote. Clay Jenkinson's kind of a thinker, academic, I guess author, I like some of his sort of North Dakota centric talks, but he needs to talk less and do more. And we need more people that talk less and do more. And he's super critical about what's going on now in the oil patches, although somehow we're raping the landscape for the sake of oil and gas. Seriously? That's not happening. Clay Jenkinson thinks I think Medora's a church, and the Roosevelt National Park's a church. It's not a church, honestly. It's a beautiful place. It's God's creation without question. And if you go to Bully Pulpit Golf Course or any of the beautiful places in the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, you're going to see oil pumps, right? But that's like one half of 1% of Teddy Roosevelt, but it can coexist. And here's what worries me about critics. They get so wrapped up in the pristine and the utopia and don't realize the real world. We can do both, and we do both. So we're going to spend some time on that today in the program. We'll chat with the superintendent, as I mentioned. We're going to talk with Derek Franson, who is the president of the Watford City Chamber of Commerce and also a regional manager with Spring Capital Group that is bringing resources here to build community, build housing. That's important. Myra Anderson, the chair of the Vote Yes Committee for the Watford City School Bond Vote, will be here. Gene Veeder will be here, legendary part of the builders, the doers, not the talkers, and heads up McKenzie County's economic development efforts. We'll talk about the importance of the new school and other economic development and how those go together in the patch. So we're looking forward to this day today very much. Mark the Freedom Poet is here. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club every weekday afternoon on the radio stations you're listening to. How are you today, Mark?
Pretty chipper. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
I saw a lady buying ice today. I thought that was a good sign.
You saw a lady buying ice?
Yeah, two bags of ice. I said, that's a sign of spring.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, the sun is coming up. The sun is coming up over beautiful Watford City as we speak right now. As I'm sure it is back there in the Flag East headquarters in Fargo.
How did you drive there? Through Bismarck, or did you go all the way around?
Yeah, I know. I overnighted in Bismarck, at my home away from home in Bismarck, the Expressway Inn. Beautiful place. Recommended highly. Mark and Debbie Dosh run a beautiful facility there. It's sort of my home away from home when I'm in Bismarck. And I got up this morning, and my friend Jerome Richter and I departed at about 4:30. Jerome is, of course, Director of Public Affairs for the wonderful University of Mary. It might be the best university on the face of the earth. I'm not kidding, because it's named for the mother of the individual who has saved this planet, in addition to the United States of America. So I love the University of Mary.
Al Gore.
No, it wasn't Al Gore. No, not Al Gore. Sorry, he's not going to save the planet. Jesus is going to save the planet, as you well know. And his mother's name is Mary, and the University of Mary is named for the mother of my Savior, your Savior. So anyway, that's why I love the University of Mary. Because you know what the Baca needs? The Baca needs a mother. North Dakota needs a mother. The world needs a mother, and we have one in Mary. So it is awesome. And it's such a great Catholic, Christian, but academic excellence, it is wonderful. So I'm an evangelist for the University of Mary. You could fairly call me an evangelist for the University of Mary. I love the place. I love the good work they're doing. And they're one of our sponsors today, live from Watford City. So we appreciate them very, very much.
If you keep this up, you're going to get an honorary degree.
No, they could never give me an honorary degree. They've seen my resume. They've seen my transcript, right? There's not a chance. It wouldn't work.
I think you deserve a doctorate. You'd look
not nice
in one of those gowns.
No, yeah, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Do you know who they just have recently given an honorary doctorate to? One of my favorite people on the planet, a Cardinal Timothy Dolan. And he was here in October. And if you go back and look what he said about the University of Mary, you'll know why I love the University of Mary. It's just a great place, and they're doing great work. And the other thing I like about the University of Mary is the view. It's sort of like the view I get when I drive to Tioga and drive to Watford City and drive to into Newtown. And it's so beautiful in the West. I mean, I absolutely love it. I get very excited about it.
I was out there with Dr. Alan Keyes, and it's just a beautiful, great place, and the spirit there is so good.
It really is. It really, really is. So, Mark, we have a minute before the break. Give me a quick plug on the Freedom Club events of March 15th.
March 15th, everybody needs to be running for office or helping people run for office. For school board, state legislature, Congress, senator, all the senators that are running, help us or hurt us. We need people that stand on the Constitution. So we're having a Restore Our Republic Day from 1 in the afternoon. From 1 to 5, we're going to have candidate school, issue school. Then we'll have a nice meal and photo op with Senate candidate Sam Clovis and Larry Roden for United States Senate. And we've got just a whole bunch of people going to be there. And maybe Sarah Palin, and then a rally at night where we're going to have these people speechifying.
There you go, folks. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Nuvera Environmental Services. Most folks would know Nuvera as Power Fuels, the famous Power Fuels, and they have a new name now. They're part of a larger company, Nuvera Environmental Solutions. We want to thank them for hosting us today. We're going to meet some of their team members a little later on in the program today. Looking forward to that very much. And they've been great hosts. A lot of fun to be in Watford City today. Sun's coming up in Watford City. Feels like spring's in the air. Kind of nice to have a little break from this ridiculous cold, and we're going to talk a little bit about schools. schools in Fargo, schools in Watford City. And a little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by actually Tioga Superintendent Dwayne Johnston as well, and they've recently had a successful school vote. So what I'm trying to do here is just sort of benchmark schools we build in Fargo, like the beautiful Davies School, that's the newest high school in Fargo, and the schools that are being proposed in the case of Watford City and now passed up in Tioga. Because in my view, kids in Fargo and West Fargo and Moorhead and for that area, we want nice schools for them, right? But the kids in these growing, exploding oil patch communities like Watford City deserve good schools as well. So I'm just trying to get my mind around what's being proposed here in Watford City and how that compares to Fargo. With me here at Navarra Environmental Solutions in Watford City is the superintendent of Watford City's schools in his ninth year here, Steve Holman. Steve, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to have you. If I call you Todd, I apologize in advance because I have a lifelong, not quite lifelong, but almost high school buddy whose name was Todd Holland. And we were just talking before the break. There's no connection to the North Dakota Holands and the Minnesota Holands, but it's spelled the same. So I know your name is Steve, but I may call you Todd. I'm just warning you in advance.
That's fine.
And Jeff Schatz is here. Jeff is the superintendent of Fargo Public Schools, and Jeff oversaw the construction of that beautiful new high school in Fargo. That was he was at the time the principal of that school. Now he's the superintendent. Jeff, nice to have you on the phone as well.
Morning, Scott. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
And Jeff and I go way back because I spent 18 years in Grand Forks. And how many years were you in Grand Forks, Jeff?
I was 23 years in Grand Forks. So yeah, we met when you were up at the radio station there, and I was over at Central High School. Well, prior to that, I was the AD for Grand Forks.
That's
so.
Right. That's
long
right.
Time ago.
Yes, a lot of years, and you got me by five in the Grand Forks tenure. So we have Grand Forks roots. So Steve, tell us first what you have proposed for Watford City, what the citizens will be voting on here come March.
Well, we're going to be voting on what's going to be a $27 million general obligation bond for what we have estimated as a $50 million project for a new high school. And that is kind of the genesis of probably about a three-year planning phase of when this growth started to happen as far as where we're going to go, configuration issues, and what we're going to do for our facilities. So we did come up with this fall, and we had input from the public, and our school board did extensive work on what this third building has to be, and it became clear through the planning that we need to go after a new high school, based probably a lot on the two facilities we currently have, but also on a demographic study we did this summer with RSP and Associates that showed our growth levels and where we're going to aim to. And it became evident at that point that I think the high school was where we needed to go.
And so the facility, how many students you have now? How many projecting to have?
We have about 1,070 students right now, K through 12. Our demographic study had us at 1,622 students, K through 12, to start the 17-18 school year. That study had us at 972 students to start this year. We had well over 1,000, so we're tracking a little higher. Our kindergarten first grade classes are tracking higher than the study had us at. So we're shooting for about that 1,600, but we also had an extensive look beyond that that gets us probably close to that 2,000 range by the time this starts to settle down a little bit.
Got it. And so your high school will house how many students?
It'll be 800 capacity at this point. It's about 162,000 square feet.
Say that again, square feet?
162,000 square feet.
Got it. And Jeff, remind me how many students are at Davies as an example, just using Davies as a benchmark, and the size and the facility comparison here.
Davies was built for a capacity of 1,350, and the square footage of Davies is about 285,000 square feet.
Got it. So you're being pretty efficient with 800 and 162 compared to Jeff's 1,350 and 285,000.
There you go.
You're building a smaller school.
Very much smaller. We weren't shooting for any higher than that. That number matches kind of the grade levels we think we're going to have at some point. It'll probably be about 200 students per grade level.
Jeff, I'm curious if you've had a chance to just preliminarily look at what they're proposing here. As someone that's built some schools, what do you think of what they're doing here?
Well, I think there's a couple things that you have to look at, too, within the square footage of facility. And I'm not sure with Steve's project there if it includes a pool, but we had a pretty extensive pool project as part of ours, both on the indoor and outdoor. And the outdoor pool was part part of a park district collaboration. So that 285,000 square feet include those two facilities. As I look at what Steve is doing out there in Watford City, I think you're seeing very similar types of projects across the state at Bismarck and other schools that are building right now. We're looking at a new elementary school. Everything I see looks pretty similar to what I would expect in a project of the size that they're building. Of course, the cost of construction are going up significantly from even when we did Davies project because of all the demand for construction workers in the state. So I think that has a big impact, too.
And remind me, was Davies $44 million for just Davies, the school, or was $44 million right. for the whole thing? Or
Davies came in for the school district right around that $43 to $44 million, and then the actual project was up around $47 million, and that was the additional outdoor pool and some other amenities that the park district paid for. There's a softball complex that was built, a baseball field, and the park district helped with those costs at about $3 to $3.5 million. So, again, similar, too, to what Watford City is looking at with their community center that they're proposing, too. So that kind of collaboration, I think, is always good for a community.
And but that's separate, Steve, right, than the school project?
Yeah, it is definitely a separate project. They will be on the same site, but certainly city-owned project, park board run on the other side. The school district vote, the $50 million, is just our side, you know, the education component. We don't have any of the pools or anything in there. We have about a 1,600-capacity gymnasium, and we have about a 540-seat theater media center. Other than that, that's about the major amenities in a school. We're hoping, and obviously if the other side goes through with the city project, we'd love to have access to some of those things they're going to have on that side. We just knew going in as a school district we couldn't afford any of those things unless it was some kind of a city project and more of a community-based project.
Interesting. And the price tag difference, I mean, obviously what I'm really hoping that folks understand, and we'll talk with Duane a little bit about this too, about what they have on the drawing board in Tioga after their recent successful vote. I mean, there's a significant premium, and I think it does impact the schools you're building, Jeff, in Fargo, but it really impacts you here, doesn't it?
Very much so. And, you know, we finished an elementary project, which is an addition and renovation, about 30,000 square feet this fall. And we were aware of it then. We came in with an architectural estimate of $8 million. We came in at $12 million after we got the bids and the construction manager estimates. And we started with something similar with this project. We were hoping for a sub $40 million project that ended up being $50. And I think a lot of that is just due to the cost of doing business. And we followed that. You can call it a Bakken factor or whatever. But certainly it is a cost of getting subs out here, and demand is so high, it's very hard to get those subs to come in at prices that are adequate.
All right. I'm curious of your take on that, too, Jeff, as far as the difference in price. We'll add Duane in here. We'll continue this conversation out of the side of the break with our guests on What's on Your Mind, live from Watford City today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We're live and on location today. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Sun coming up over Watford City, North Dakota. We're in Watford City. We're hosted today by Nuvera Environmental Services. We thank the folks from Nuvera. We're going to be chatting with them a little later on today. It's Joe Power Fuels, Mark Johnswood's company that is just exploding in growth and now part of this larger Nuvera Environmental Solutions. So we'll learn more about them as we go throughout the day, but appreciate them hosting us here today in Watford City. We're talking schools, integral part of communities, and I've told this story a few times on the air, but Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council was recently down in Houston, met with the president and CEO of Halliburton. Halliburton, you know, is a mega environmental service company, and the CEO of Halliburton's looked Ron in the eye and said, "Hey, Ron, we're in every oil play on the planet. We know them all. We know booms. We know bust. We know every single inch of oil and gas. North Dakota is a big deal, but you know what? You need more community. You need more schools. You need more homes. You need more apartments, townhomes. You need more of everything because we want people to come up there. We need people to come up there, but they're not going to come up there and live in man camps. They're not going to come up and live in crew camps. The crew camps are a solution that have served an important need for a short period of time, but it's time to start building this thing for the long haul. It's exactly why we're talking schools today. It's exactly why we're talking what we're doing. And by the way, it affects Jeff Schatz and his school growth as much as it does Steve Holden in Watford City. I mean, this impacts every inch of North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Eastern Montana. We really need to take the long view, so we're talking schools today. We're adding another superintendent into the mix. And, you know, I guess I'll save you guys, you know, having to visit at the next conference. But we have Dwayne Johnston here as well, just coming off a successful vote in Tioga and a plan for a new school there. Dwayne, thanks for joining this discussion today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Remind me what the voters of Tioga have just passed. What have they authorized you to build in Tioga? What's happening there?
We are going to build at both campuses, the main part at the elementary. It's where the greatest expansion of children is. About a little under $10 million of construction, essentially for cafeterias that need to be redone, as well as a lot of classroom space.
So your total project, what you're adding is $10 million in Tioga?
Yes, sir.
Got it. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Bakken premium. And a little bit of what it costs to build the schools. And the interesting thing here between what's proposed for Watford City and the most recent school built in Fargo is, you know, the price tag for, you know, almost half the space is going to be, you know, more because of that Bakken premium. What have you found, Dwayne, with a Bakken premium as far as the construction cost on your project there?
You know, I'm going to say we've done a lot of other renovations and things just to try to stay ahead of the curve here before this major construction. But, You know, typically, I guess we'd be looking anywhere from 20% to, you know, up to 40% plus in increased costs, whether it's concrete, gravel, roofing, windows. It just sort of depends. There is typically some kind of additional charges that go with it, yes.
Wow. Yeah, so think about that, 20 to 40%. And, Steve, is that track with what you've seen as well?
Well, it really has. We've seen that number range from 20 to 30% depending on the project. And we were pretty honest when we came into this high school project. We wanted to look at other costs in other areas. We did look at Fargo and Davies. And our construction manager, who happens to be from Minnesota, did tell us, you know, if this building was built probably farther east, you'd be looking at, you know, a reduction of about 15 to 20%. To get that building built. So I think it's just a reality of doing business here right now.
And, you know, I was recently at a Bakken conference in Grand Forks and emceed a panel that Derek Franzen, who's going to join us from the Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, was on, along with Tom Ralston from Williston and Jerry Chavez from Minot. And Jerry was talking about the schools in Minot being stressed. And he reported that they had 750 kindergartners and a population, obviously, of whatever, 50,000 there. I understand you have 225 kindergartners and obviously a population of, what, 10,000, right?
Well, actually, we have about 125 kindergartners in a population of, you know, in a community about 7,500, but in a school district of about 1,000 students. The biggest thing has just been the growth. I mean, we were a two-section kindergarten with about 35 to 40 kids, you know, 5 years ago. And that grade level has exploded. Kindergarten has been tracking well above our demographic study. It's a demonstration of the workforce we have here now. It's a younger population. Our preschools and everything else are just exploding. It's just the young population in the school district now is huge. And for us, we completed a project in the fall, and we eliminated a computer lab the first day we had the building open, the renovation open, because we had to add another kindergarten section. So it is a substantial population for us, and we don't know where it's going to end, and that's probably going to be portables next year for kindergarten.
I want to come back to the student population thing in a moment, but I didn't get a chance to get Jeff in on this Bakken premium. What is your assessment, having obviously led the Davies construction project, Jeff, with what these guys are facing out here as far as the additional cost it takes to build a school?
Well, it's exactly what we're hearing here in the East. And, you know, right now in Fargo, we're proposing a new elementary school. As a matter of fact, we're in the process of bidding that right now. And I think that we've been told that square footage costs here in the East compared to the West, you can expect anywhere from $20 to $50 to $60 differences, just depending on where you're at and what you're building. I will say this, too, that Steve's building a high school. Those are much more complex facilities, typically more costly, too. Elementary schools aren't typically as complex and usually can come in at a better rate. I know Grand Forks just opened their bids up in Grand Forks on their building elementary school. I think it came in around $150 to $155 per square foot. We're estimating right now $160, $165. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when we open our bids.
Yeah, well, and did that surprise them in Grand Forks?
I'm not quite sure. I think that met kind of the standard that they were looking at, but I you'd have to talk to Larry Nyblad on that up there.
But I would imagine the folks that are bidding your projects in Fargo and Grand Forks are the ones that are bidding out here. So in a sense, there's a Bakken premium even in Fargo, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, costs have gone up. There's no question about it. From 3-4 years ago when we built Davies, and so costs across the state are up. But I think it is more severe out in the West, and that's a challenge that many of those school districts are having, is that the costs are way up, and that really is a budget buster, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, when there was a figure thrown around that the high school was going to be $100 million, and obviously that was not taking into account the classroom, true high school part of this was really under 50.
Right.
And the other proposed and separate vote is complete. And how are you able to do? You're essentially only asking the voters for half of the cost you need. How are you able to do that?
Well, and that's going to be a real challenge for us. But the reality is that our debt limit didn't allow us to go much more. So we're going to have to pull together. We're really hoping for a school construction loan that we can to gain. We're looking for some other loan options. So we're really putting the puzzle pieces together to put that other part of this funded. But the reality was we couldn't go out to our public for any more money than we had, and we had to find the other resources. And quite honestly, we don't have all those locked in yet, and we're working to find those. But we're hoping some loan options through school construction and possibly other sources are going to help us cover the difference.
Okay, so you guys are going to have to help me through as the educators here on the on the numbers on the student population. You had 125 kindergartners.
Correct.
And Duane, how many in Tioga?
I'm going to say we probably have around 50.
Okay. And so, you know, and again, keep in mind the size of the communities here, right? So, Watford, is it 10? I mean, I don't know how many people put their heads on the pillow. It's more than 10 probably, but.
Right around that number is what the city uses a lot, yeah.
Is 10 now?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the number we use in Tioga? It's been 1,000, you know, town community for a long time, but I would bet, you know, again, same thing. What's the number you use there as far as population,
you know, doing? It's really difficult to project that, but I'm going to go with 2,500, 3,000. It's probably on the low side.
All right, and then Jeff, obviously, is, you know, you've got Fargo with a population of north of 100,000. How many kindergartens there?
We have about 920 kindergarten kids. We have 10,900 students right now. We're projecting growth of 200 kids per year. But right next to us, West Fargo, they're in that projection growth of 400 to 500. And they've had very rapid growth. So we are being impacted here. And our growth is primarily that K-1-2-3 grade level, too. So we're getting the younger families, younger kids, and that's where our growth is coming from.
But the growth spurt is really in the Bakken here, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, I think just the rapidness of it. I mean, we've doubled our population in about 3 years. We have more in our K-5 elementary school today than we had in our entire district 4 years ago. So it's the rapidness of which it happens, and the infrastructure to catch up with it is really the challenge.
And how about the growth that you've had in Tioga, Duane?
It mirrors what these gentlemen are saying. We were in the old demographics supposed to have single-digit kindergarten classes, and now we have, you know, upwards of 50 or more kindergarten children. So it's an increase of fivefold of what we were anticipating not too long ago.
And Jeff, what is your take, just as someone that obviously leads the largest school district in the state, of what these guys are facing out here? What is your, the bigger picture? What do you see from the east?
Yeah. Well, it's a huge challenge. When you have that many kids show up, it becomes, you know, first of all, it becomes a capacity issue within your facilities. Second thing is it becomes a staffing issue, because if your kindergarten sections are anywhere from 15 to 20, 22 kids, that's a teacher for every section that you add. So you have to find people that you can hire, and I think that's been a big time challenge out in the West, is getting enough teachers and finding places for them to live and all those things. Just like the oil workers, you also need the places for your staff to do all those things. So it's a huge challenge. I was, you know, mentioning West Fargo. You think about this: if you build an elementary school at an average size of 500 to 600 kids, and you have growth like West Fargo, anywhere from 500 kids a year, that's a new elementary school every year when you look at capacity of your facilities. So that's the challenge West Fargo's had, and we're just starting to see that in Fargo now. And we're projecting that we'll have record enrollments all time for Fargo probably in another 3 or 4 years, where we'll go over that 12,000 mark. So, you know, the planning and the forward planning that has to go on to make sure you can meet these demands is so critical. And when the timeline gets to be so short, that's what becomes the challenge.
Yeah, and then, of course, the one blessing Jeff has is that, you know, he doesn't need to worry about where his teachers are going to live, but you do, Steve, don't you?
Very much so. It's been a huge challenge. We have 22 housing units that are owned by the school district at this point, and they're full. So Jeff had a great point. I mean, when you add a section, it seems easy. We went from 2 to 5 sections in a lot of our grade areas, 2 to 4. We're adding people, we're adding teachers, finding places for them to live, and all those things that go with it. So it's at many levels. Facilities is one of them, but there's also a lot of other levels that are a huge challenge when it comes on that fast.
Pretty amazing. When do you start construction in Tioga, Duane?
As soon as we can get the frost out of the ground, I'm sure that the construction will begin.
Got it. And the vote in Watford City again is when?
March 11th.
March 11th, circle on the calendar. Fascinating discussion. Thank you all very much. Jeff, appreciate the time today. Good to catch up with you again. Take care.
You bet. You too. Thanks.
Duane, congratulations on that successful vote. Good luck on the project in Tioga. And Steve, we're going to chat a little later on the statewide version of the show, so stick around, okay?
Yep, will do.
Thank you very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Yesterday on Sean Hannity's national radio show, Jim Arthaud of MBI Energy was on, and he was talking about the job opportunities here. It's an amazing clip. I'm going to put it on our website. I'll link it on Facebook if you can figure out how to do that, Chris. But I want to play a little bit of it here in a minute so you can get a little feel of, you know, again, this is it's Hannity talking about, folks, you know, you want to get America working again, pull more energy out of the ground, for crying out loud, and look what it does. Look what's happening in North Dakota. Just another example of a great story. But Jim did a nice job with the interview. I talked with him after and just said, wow, you repeat that a few times on a few national shows and you'll have everything. And he ends up giving the number at the end of the interview, and their phones melted. I mean, none of their customers could get through because all these people are, you're kidding me. That's what they're paying? That's what they need for people? I mean, and it's just absolutely amazing. I'll just quickly tell you how we're looking weather-wise here. And because it's so darn nice, I don't have to spend much time on the weather, but it's beautiful. It feels like spring. And I don't know how long it's going to last because we haven't had anything good last much longer. But it's 30 degrees in Watford City right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a balmy 18 in Fargo. Tioga's at 21. Grand Forks at 18 degrees. Minot at 25. Dickinson at 36. Bismarck at 21. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. And will it last? Unfortunately, nothing ever good does, right? But it looks like we're going to be. I'll start in the patch here first, and what we're looking at, it's going to be decent here. We got 36 tomorrow. Then it'll cool back off Thursday, 14, Friday, 12 degrees, and Saturday we come back to reality, single digits with overnight lows minus. But looks like sunny skies for the most part today and tomorrow, and really nice. So we have that going for us. As far as out east, as I mentioned, Grand Forks 25 at this hour, and Fargo at where's my Fargo forecast? Let me find it here for you. We're looking at, as I said, 18 today, or 18 right now, 39 for a high today, and 39 tomorrow. So, you know, mid-30s today, upper 30s tomorrow, then 23 Thursday, then we cool back off, 10 degrees Friday. So it's a couple of days of nice weather. Just enjoy it. All right, a couple of minutes of this interview with Hannity. At least you get to hear the setup and first
Scott,
bit of chat.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Scott, we have Dale Witherington standing by.
Oh, I forgot Dale's here, isn't he? Well, I don't have time to play that. What am I saying? I'm sorry. That's not on my show sheet, so that's what happens when I mess that up. Anyway, Dale Witherington is here, and it is on my show sheet. I'm sorry, this is all my bad. Dale is here to tell us about an event happening tonight and tomorrow, and it is for the Child Protection League Action Summit. Dale, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. By the way, I want to just quick programming note. I'm going to play that handy clip. We just don't have time today. We'll play it tomorrow. We'll put it on the Facebook page, and we'll make sure we get it out there. Dale is going to join us today and tomorrow, and we're going to have more time tomorrow to talk about this, but I want this on your calendar for tonight. What is this action summit you're doing? Where are you doing it? Why are you doing it, Dale? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, tonight at the Horizon Middle School over at 3601 12th Avenue South in Moorhead, I will be representing the Child Protection League Action Group, CPL Action, and we are going to be addressing what is really in the Minnesota Safe and Supportive Schools Act, also known as the Anti-Bullying Bill. Most folks, Scott, don't realize that the language in the bill has very little to do with anti-bullying, and they need to know what's really in this legislation.
Boy, did they ever, and I know that we're going to have you on with Mark later today and have more time to explore this, but I have gotten under the hood enough to know this is one of those deals, sort of like the Affordable Care Act, right? We call Obamacare the Affordable Care Act, and then we think, oh, good, Affordable Care, who's not for that? But this is nothing about child protection. The stuff they put in here is just absolutely awful. So really the key here, Dale, is knowledge is power, right?
Very much so. You know, one of the key lines in this whole bit of legislation, and you're not going to hear it in a news clip on the major news channels, but there is a phrase in this legislation that says this is primarily about promoting a complete cultural shift from pre-K through 12th grade. And one of the head-scratchers about this is, what does a complete cultural shift in our schools have to do with dealing with the issue of bullying? And there is no clear definition of bullying in this bill, Scott. What is in there is extremely vague language that would cause somebody who is even alleging bullying or causing emotional distress or words like objectively offensive. There's language in here that are causing grammarians and lawyers to take a look at this and say, what's going on here? People need to know.
Or do they ever? And the key is this is being proposed at the legislative level, right? So, in other words, number one, get folks information at this meeting tonight in Moorhead, tomorrow night in Detroit Lakes, and then get a hold of your member of the legislature and stop this thing dead in its tracks, right?
Yeah, this is really important. We need to get at least six or seven more senators here in the state of Minnesota to be willing to say, no, this is not right. Now, let's be really clear. None of us are pro bullying. Every one of us, we don't want our kids bullied. We want our kids in safe and supportive schools. And so one of the challenges has been, how do you present the language in this bill and understand we are all against bullying, but it's the language here that will not get that done. In fact, it opens up our kids to material that one warden in the state of Washington has looked at our material and said, you can't even use this material in our prison because it's too obscene for prison inmates. The FBI has looked at some of this material and said, if you use this bill to promote this curriculum that is going to take place if this bill passes, this is considered the same kind of material that has got child pornography and that sexual predators of kids would utilize. This
more
is
more on this.
Good.
Not good at all. More ahead tonight. What time and where?
6 o'clock, Horizon Middle School at the cafeteria, 3601 12th Avenue South, Moorhead.
All right, more on the Common Sense Club with Mark on this later today, and don't forget there'll be Detroit Lakes tomorrow night. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the update. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.